Good day, everyone. Welcome to a special audio feature on BullMarketRun.com. I'm John Hallstein. With me on the phone from a sweltering Ontario is no stranger to regular BMR listeners and readers, Mr. Andre Adet, President and CEO of Everton Resources EVR, Edward Victor Randy, on the TSX Venture Exchange, which is beginning to come to life thanks to a major discovery in the mineralization-rich Dominican Republic by GoldQuest Mining, which we have been covering, of course, since day one. Everton has been exploring in the DR for the past decade. Their 30,000-hectare land package is mostly in the immediate vicinity of the massive Pueblo Viejo deposit that Barrick and Goldcorp are now putting into commercial production. Andre, it's great to have you back on BMR, and you have to be ecstatic, my friend, with game-changing developments in the DR, thanks to GoldQuest, and of course what Unigold is doing there as well.
Oh yeah, it's been, the phone's been ringing here. The DR now is really, really hot, not just for the weather, but because of the recent success of a couple of juniors like GoldQuest and Unigold, two companies that went from 10 million market caps to over 100 million. So it's certainly very interesting times. You've also got Barrick Gold and GoldCorp. They've just completed their mine, a $4 billion project, on time, on budget, and they go in production in August. They're going to produce over 1 million ounces of gold a year, so it's certainly putting a lot of eyes on the DR and a lot of eyes on Everton. A lot of people think we represent tremendous value here, and that's the stock's starting to perk up. What's happening with Everton right now, we're doing something that we haven't had a chance to do in a long time, is we're doing major compilation. Now, we've spent about $10 million in exploration in the country in the last 10 years, on and off. We're basically hired Caracol Creek International Consulting, CCIC. That's a firm headed by the past president of the PDAC, Scott Jobin Bevins, he's actually moved to the DR, living there now, certainly making things very attractive for us now, and we're in the process of getting all that compilation work done. Should be completed by August, and it will actually allow us now to really pinpoint specific targets for drilling.
Andre, you've got the maximum allowable land package in the DR, 30,000 hectares. The APV property is your flagship. Initial drilling last year returned encouraging results, but short of expectations. There's still plenty of upside, however. Tell us what you're looking for there.
Well, the key projects are the one that's around Pueblo Viejo. I mean, Pueblo Viejo is a 30 million ounce project. It's a massive project, the second biggest gold mine in the Western Hemisphere. We surround that project. We're 300 meters away from a 10 million ounce pit. We've only done 12 drill holes. We've only drilled about 10% of the property. So 90% is wide open. So we see potential discovery in and around Pueblo Viejo. Everton has made two discoveries in the past. They're polymetallic, VMS. One that's called La Lachosa, which we issued a resource calculation back in the fall winter last year. And we're Caracol Creek is doing a second resource calculation on our property called La Cuava, which we call the Tres Bocas target. So we're going to have two 43-101 resources on our properties. But these are polymetallic, mostly the copper, zinc, silver, gold. They're small, but they're huge potential to grow. But what Everton is targeting is big copper porphyry. We're looking at, this Pueblo Viejo, which is 30 million ounces plus, that we think was formed by a copper porphyry, which is sitting deeper. And we're targeting that. We're also targeting a high sulfidation deposit in the area. So our focus is around Pueblo Viejo.
It's not cheap to explore, Andre, as you know perfectly well, and also to drill some deep holes where you would like to. Stock dilution has to be a concern in this current environment. Are joint venture opportunities your best alternative right now?
That's a good question, John. What Everton's doing, obviously, because of the market and where we're at and share price, we don't want to dilute the company here, and $5 million program. It'd be too dilutive. So what we're doing, we're in, you know, we've been in discussions, we've been approached by multiple companies. Some of the biggest mining companies in the world are looking at the DR as a prime target for exploration for many reasons, which we can go over. And obviously the geology is great, but also the government, the country, you can actually get things done in that country, and which is a very which is a big plus. Many parts of the world now are, it's getting more and more difficult to put mines in production, and the DR has a proven track record of moving forward with mining, very, very pro-mining. And we expect in the next few months to conclude the agreements with some mining companies to move our project forward. What the APV projects need, and also another project which we really like called Pantan, which is 20 kilometers east of Pueblo Viejo, you need a major drill program. I think $5 million would be a fairly healthy drill program and would really reveal the potential of that property. If you look at history, it takes, you know, between 50 and 100 drill holes to make a discovery. And we've only done 12. And out of 12, we've had very anomalous results that are indicating that we're onto something.
A while back, Andre, you hired the geological consulting group Caracol Creek. Was the strategy to get them to put together a comprehensive report that you could then present to a major or other interested parties?
Exactly. Like I mentioned before, we spent $10 million over the last 10 years in exploration, and with a fairly limited staff. And what we've done, we've taken advantage of the slow times in the market to do a major compilation, and we've hired Caracol Creek CCIC, and they have, with all the latest tools, to basically put everything together, the drilling, the geophysics, the mag, EM, IP, rock sampling, satellite imagery, government data from the past, put it all together. And what it's revealing is, it's revealing multiple targets, 3D modeling, and it's really helping. Now, we have the reports on each property, and it's really helping show the potential of the concessions we have in the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And so we're basically doing all the work that the major usually do by themselves, and making it easy for them to come in the country. And most companies want us to operate. They want Everton to be the operator, which is great. Mm-hmm. They're happy with the way the team has been working down there.
You say it's a lot easier, Andre, to get things done in the DR compared to other parts of the world, and certainly governments do present one of the biggest risk factors to investors right now. You'll get no argument from me on that. But you, GoldQuest, Unigold, and others appear to be on pretty safe ground in the DR. Is that not correct?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the government's always been pro-mining. It has a long-term mining history in the DR since Christopher Columbus' time, with the Spanish coming in and discovering gold. The government is pro-mining. The nice thing in this country is infrastructure. Where we are, it's unbelievable infrastructure. You got a four-lane highway, goes right through the projects. Because also there's three mining active mines in the area. You got the Xstrata Nickel, you've got Cerro de Maimón, and it's owned by Perillia out of Australia, and you've got the Pueblo Viejo, which is the Barrick Gold Corp. That's created huge infrastructure in the area, and it's very low cost. There's drill companies there, and you can get things permitted and things done in that country. Mining is now going to become a major part of the GDP of the DR, of the Dominican Republic. Obviously, tourism is one of the top, and then you get agriculture. But mining now is about to overtake agriculture as a major, major part of the economy of this country. And this country has been the fastest growing country in Latin America in the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. They're expected to grow by 7-8% in the next few years. So that's major growth compared to what we're seeing in Canada or the U.S. So it's got lots going for it, and I think that trend will continue.
Andre, thank you very much. We have much more to discuss with you. Would also like to talk a little bit about what's happening in the gold market right now, and also the GoldQuest discovery as well. Get your comments on that. You've been listening to part one of a two-part special with Mr. Andre Adet, President and CEO of Everton Resources. We will have part two of our discussion with Andre later this week. You're listening to BullMarketRun.com, where we do bring you home run opportunities in the junior resource sector.